Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
And we welcome you to the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Hard fought game by Mountain Home, but Nelton proved why they're the best team in Class 5A and ranked third overall by the Arkansas Sports Media as they come to the hangar and get the 59-50 victory. Taking a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home ended up with three players in double figures in the scoring column. Kate Gilbert led the way with 13 points, 12 on the night for Anna Grace Foreman, and 11 for Peyton Husky, 8 for Emma Martin, 4 for Kyra Penn, and 2 for Addison Yates. Nelton also had three players in double figures. Alana Eaton led the way with 23 points, 15 on the night for Deja Young. Well, she shot a lot better from the free throw line tonight. 10 for Wakiria Daniels. Four for Tylee Wofford Bird, three for Travia Woodruff, and two each for Maya Love and for Tobriah Benford. Mountain Home's Achilles heel, though, was taking care of the ball, especially early on. They ended up with 21 turnovers tonight. Nelton didn't do all that well taking care of the ball either. I counted 15 turnovers for them. But they did what they need to. There were no ties, no lead changes in this game. Once Nelton took the lead, they didn't relinquish it. And so with the victory, Nelton's going to improve to 23-1 on the season, 12-0 in the 5A East. Again, they've already clinched the 5A East Conference Championship in a spot in the state tournament. Mountain Home is going to drop to 15-10 overall and 7-5 in a conference play. So again, Nelton gets a 9-point win, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show. It's going to be a long extended intermission tonight, as tonight is Sweetheart Royalty Night. They are in the middle of presenting their court right now. So this will take a little while, but when we're ready, we'll have the boys game for you in just a little bit. Again, our final score tonight, Nelton defeats Mountain Home 59-50. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.